from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, boy. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm going to tell you to get your heads right on a Thursday, but it is almost impossible for us to get our heads right as we sit in this studio right now. I'm going to welcome you in anyway. Great to have you here. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. He's a little on edge right now.
A little.
And Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, also on edge. I mean, look, I love working with you. But when you get distracted by something, it's bad. I have ADD, but when you get distracted by something, it's bad.
Did the Masters just start?
Exactly. And so I'm so nervous that you're going to be doing exactly what you're doing right now, looking on the floor.
I'm doing the same thing.
For the rest of the show. I'm peeking.
Because I think he's over here.
I'm peeking down, but we have a cockroach in this studio that is the size of a kitten.
It's huge.
It's massive.
Absolutely gigantic.
And Ben spotted it. We all shrieked like, well, I mean, I sounded like a six-year-old. Well, my son is six. He's got a high voice. I sounded like him when a cockroach. We all freaked out. There's some paper plates in here, so I threw a paper plate over it.
You threw it to Ben and said, here, get him with this.
But then it ran under.
And what are you going to do with a paper plate?
Well, you trap him. And then you stomp him. But then I thought, man, then there's going to be cockroach guts all over the floor. So I actually trapped him. But then I heard the little of him trying to get out. And that freaked me out. So then I tried to swipe him into a recycling bin. And I was going to just go flood him maybe with hot water or something. I don't know, put him in the microwave. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I have no idea. But this thing is the size of a kitten. I was at a...
It escaped, though.
And it escaped. So now it's loose in here, and it is... Do they fly? They fly, don't they?
Oh, God. Do they?
I think so. I think cockroaches fly. It is disgusting. We have been here 5 years? How's there a cockroach in here?
I mean, we're on the sixth floor.
The sixth floor?
You know,
floor.
You feel like if you broadcast out of a basement or the ground floor, that's a problem.
What?
He had to really work to get all the way up to the sixth floor.
I walked.
JR said it was because of food.
Well, he always says that. That's what they say. Someone left food in the studio.
It wasn't us. Bro, we have not had one morsel of food. Remember, they cook food here when we leave. When we walk out the door, there's barbecues, there's hot dog trucks, there's grills going. The minute Ben and Woods walk out the door at 10 a.m., they're like, all right, they're gone. Fire up the woks, everybody.
We don't even have a round table.
There's not even a round table.
And the pizza's never in here.
No, it's in the sound studio. It's on the other side of the building.
This MF-er is going to crawl up my leg. I just know it. I know it.
You told me to stomp, and I was like, I'm wearing Crocs right now.
I don't think he realizes the size of this thing.
It was going to the guts would go through the Crocs
I hate cockroaches, bro. I moved in a place one time in Dallas. I moved into a place once. And I was like, man, for the location of where I am, I got two floors. I got hardwoods. I go, this is unbelievable. The price was like $1,200 a month or something. Double, you know, this is the premier location in Dallas.
Soon learned why.
Went in the kitchen. I'm like, ah, it's a little outdated. You know, a little old. The sink's a little old and stuff. I opened the cabinets.
Oh.
Hundreds. And I almost died. I almost had a heart
attack. You didn't stay there that night, right? You had to leave.
No, I had it fumigated, and then I moved in. So, but I you couldn't say no to the price. But I never had any issues after that. But, well, yeah, there's a cat roach walking around in here, and I don't think anyone can really focus. Now, the crazy thing is we have a two-hour show today, so that's a little better. But Sammy Levitt's already here. He's already here.
Yeah, so he was no help either.
He wasn't any help either. Which I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Jocelyn told us to, quote, sack up. Polly, ring the bell if you would.
Yes.
That's Polly, ring the bell on Jocelyn, right? Thank you. Thank you. Misogyny, it does go both ways, doesn't it? Or does it? I'm asking.
I don't know.
I think even by me asking that question, Polly, you should probably ring it on me.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think I'm allowed. Sack up, she says.
I have. I've never really thought I'd do well in the zombie apocalypse. This confirms
it. Now you know it. Now you know it. Why? How is there a roach? What are they doing in the other shows?
That was the biggest roach I think I've ever seen.
I think it was the biggest roach I've ever seen. All right, man. Well, if you see it, Paulie, I'm gonna go.
You'll know if I see.
Oh, I know. As you shriek. Yeah. Like that morning I saw that rat in my house and I just, my heart stopped. I don't like, look, you can call me whatever names you want. Whatever names you want. I don't like rodents and I don't like big bugs like that. I just don't like it. Call me soft. I don't care. You're right. When that rat was in my bathroom, weaseling in and out of towels and in my drawer. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't like, just grab this thing and get out of here. I lost my mind. And I feel like I'm going to lose my mind again today.
I mean, they're classified as vermin for a
vermin.
Reason.
What a disease-carrying vermin.
Vermin.
Vermin. What a word. What a word. Well, all right, we're in here. We're going to try to get focused because we do only have you guys for a couple of hours today. And Padres with another just an incredible, incredible win last night. Can't wait to talk about all of that with the fellas. Got an update for you. Many people reached out yesterday asking about the status of my mom. I told you guys she had a lumpectomy yesterday morning. And just got the text from my dad that they are headed home, and all went pretty well.
Awesome.
And they got the lymph nodes out. Now, obviously, you wait for the results and everything. But, yeah, man, certainly good news. I talked to my mom last night for a minute. She sounded great, but you always sound great after surgery. You're like, I should just do surgeries every week. I feel amazing. Me, after my colonoscopy, which was not even close to the same as this, I was on cloud nine. I was like, it's the best day of my life. This is phenomenal.
I was in the hospital for 3 days for the gallbladder surgery, and I often think about, what do I got to do to be like sick enough to go sit in the hospital for another 3 days, but not like in danger of anything?
Like almost near death.
Bro, it was October. I was just, my happy ass was just sitting there watching the World Series.
Yeah.
Posted
just
up.
Just high.
Sucking down Jello.
Sucking down morphine out of a button. I need more morphine. Yeah, man. It's not bad. It's not bad. But she sounded great and is so strong. And I think they're listening right now. So shout out to my mom. Love you. And I have no doubt that you are going to crush this.
Just the shout out.
The more normal, shout out.
Glad to hear that Marsha's doing.
She's
doing well.
She's doing really well. So they're heading home, and that makes me very happy. And Padres are rolling. That makes me very happy. We got a short show today. That also makes me very happy. Don't get it twisted. Somebody yesterday was like, for a guy that always telling everybody how much he loves his job, he sure likes to get out of there early. And I thought about it for a second. I went, yeah, those things are not mutually exclusive. I love my job. I'm the luckiest guy on the planet. You're damn right. If somebody came to you and said, hey, man, you get to split 2 hours early, or in most 8-hour days, you get to leave at lunch. Who's not taking that? Who's
right.
not?
When it only happens three times a year.
Three times a year. Right. Like, I'm excited.
I promise you, you can have the best job in the world. What's the best job in the world? Major League Baseball player?
Oh, they love a day
off. Right up there. Oh. They love a day off.
They love. Hey, I thought you loved your job. I do. But I really enjoy a day off sometimes.
And they hate doubleheaders.
Right, right.
And when Mike Shildt comes in and goes, hey, guys, we're going to need you to stay for a second game today. They don't like that.
No, they're going to. He says, we're going to play 9 innings, and then we're going to play an extra inning today. It's brought to you by Roundtable Pizza. Yeah, you're not excited about it, right? You're just not. And you do get excited when you do get a couple hours off. It doesn't mean I don't love this.
Speaking of the boss, man, how about him trying to get us yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh. This guy. He thinks he's so slick. You got the thread?
I do.
God, he's such a prankster, isn't he? You just played into his hands, though, Paulie, because you know what he wanted. He wanted this on the air.
No, I think he wanted... Well, I'll tell you what he wanted. Adam texted the three of us, hey, guys, just spoke with Dave, with the Padres. We could be in for a lengthy rain delay tomorrow morning. Going to need you to stick around through Sammy's pregame in case I need you to do the final hour of your show if there's a rain delay to begin the game.
The 9 to 10 o'clock
because
hour.
Because no matter what, almost in every circumstance, Sammy will always do his pregame, even if he knows there is zero chance this game is starting on time.
Correct.
He still does his one-hour pregame show, and then Adam wanted us to come in and do 9 to 10. And Ben just immediately responds, good one, Adam.
Now, I hadn't seen it. I was at the gym, and I had not seen it yet.
So Ben went first, and then I just wrote, new phone, who dis?
I would have written back, are you effing kidding me? Because he would have gotten me with that.
Yeah.
How did you know it was a bit?
Well, the best pranks do have a basis in some reality.
Right. And
it was raining at the game last night. The forecast has been iffy. It's the East Coast, and we've heard about the possibility of rain. But at the same time, you know, part of Sammy's gig, probably the hardest part of Sammy's gig, but he does it very well, is the rain delay theater. And I've heard other shows when, you know, there's been rain, Sammy does his pregame show, and then he sticks around and he covers until it's time to toss to Jesse and Tony when the game starts. So I just didn't imagine that Adam would be changing the protocol on us just all of a sudden out of the blue. And I figured out quickly what he was up to.
Yeah, Adam's response was, damn. Would have made for a great screenshot to post if you guys fell for it.
He always wants to be content, but he doesn't like when I just roast him on the air as content. So it's a fine line.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Yeah, that one is good. We'll play that for the rest of our lives.
That's good content.
You guys have any idea how much it freaks me out? And it happens, I'd say, 3 days a week. When my wife, beautiful, just gorgeous, gets out of the shower and then goes to her closet, topless, and then puts on the Adam Klug t-shirt and walks out into the living room or into the bedroom with it on. And it's with his big, you know, hair that he has, is that picture everyone's seen. And she walks into the bedroom and it's just like, boo.
That's what's called an oxymoron, I think.
What?
Two things that are opposite together.
Like
one thing you like, one thing you don't
like. Oh, yeah.
The opposites, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like if I unwrap this package here, if I unwrap the package, it's on the floor. I still know that she was wearing it. And I think she's now gotten wise to it. And so she'll say, yeah, I'm not in the mood for him.
No!
Oh, God! Son of a...
All right, we're taking a break.
Is he over there?
We will be back.
Get him!
We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
Just to let you know,
we're expecting
he's behind the trash can.
Jake Cronenworth could be with us at any time in the next hour from Washington. And we're gonna check traffic.
I'm going to curse. Go to break.
We're gonna check traffic, and then we'll be back. Hopefully, cockroach free on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Go to traffic, Paul.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I got it.
We did it.
I think. Well, I mean, the good news with cockroaches is there's always just one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just one.
It is gone. It has been removed from the studio. And at least for a couple of minutes, I can breathe easy. I don't understand. Everyone is acting like we are being immature, non-manly about this.
I don't care.
The show that got a pedicure last week is non-manly? What are we talking about here?
I don't care. I really don't.
It almost got me. It was. It tried to get me. It attacked me, and we used a newspaper.
Yeah.
I don't know why we had a newspaper. The headline was Dodgers get their rings, then go on to a win. So I just used that to kill it.
Why was that in here?
I don't even know what that was doing in here on the floor, but I got the newspaper. Then we got the paper plates. Then Woods took it out in the paper plates.
I stepped on it.
It is gone.
And I slid it all the way out with my foot. And then I had to pick it up and throw it in the garbage can, and it was very, very scary. Very scary. Ugh. All right, I think we're good. I think we're okay, unless we're infested. And if we're infested, boy, I'm glad I'm going on vacation on Tuesday, because that was really uncomfortable.
If we're infested, you're going to not hear the Ben and Woods program for
so
a while.
What we do when people or things pass away, you know how we have to do it here on Ben and Woods.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Yeah, rest in not peace.
I'm still not sure that he's actually deceased.
Nor am I. I mean, I jumped on it.
I tried to push all my weight down on it.
Yeah.
And then you stepped on it, but we weren't going to check like vital signs or anything.
We gave that thing the stomp to a. We did. We stomped to it on that thing real good.
The old stomp to a.
Somebody said, Maggie says they're gross, but it's not going to hurt you. Yeah, it is. It's going to crawl up my leg. It's going to lay eggs in somewhere on me or in me. And then I'm going to hatch cockroach.
Undoubtedly.
There's some carrying some disease.
Yeah.
I mean, if they weren't gross, then why don't people have them for pets? They're gross. There's something there. They don't bite or anything, do they?
I don't think they bite. They're just like big ants. Just really big, giant, gross ants.
Except ants are cool. They do cool stuff.
Yeah, that's true. They work like teammates.
They work teammates. They're cool. Ants are awesome.
You can put them in a farm.
When I see an ant, I try to actively avoid stomping on it. If I see a cockroach, obviously I avoided stomping on that one, but it took me by surprise. Maggie says they're unsanitary.
Correct.
People have them for pets, Andros says. The huge hissing ones. Yeah, they hiss.
We're not in Madagascar. I don't think these ones hiss. We have quiet cockroaches here, except for the little skittering noises, which we don't like.
Jocelyn says, Google it. People seriously do have roaches. If I dated, if I was single, my wife leaves me, and I'm single, and Sydney Sweeney is like, hey, how are you? I love sports radio. I love the Padres. Nobody does it better than you. Come to my house. And I walked in, and there were vermin or cockroaches or snakes, I would leave. That's a true statement. I could not be with someone that it's just not my jam. I'd never be comfortable, ever, in sleeping at her. I'll sleep in my house. No, you stay here at my condo. No, I don't want to stay at your condo because you have rats and snakes.
I would absolutely leave too. I would. In like 15 minutes.
After 3 minutes, I would absolutely split.
After that, though, I'm gone.
And then I'm ghosting her. It's terrifying.
I mean, we started this week, as JJ pointed out. You had us eating bugs.
Yeah, they're right
this
here.
Week. Crickets.
Maybe that's why he's here.
Maybe, yeah. Told you not to.
Dave says that. They have some flying cockroaches in Hawaii. Great. Great. All right. Well, that's done, I hope. And we are going to get down to business here. We are expecting.
Jay Cronenworth is supposed to join us as they
just go to break,
kind of get ready for the game. Why don't we do that? Why don't we? We'll take a quick timeout again when we come back.
We were told 7 o'clock. Then it was 6:30.
So Jake may call in right at the bottom of the hour here. So we'll prepare for that. If he calls in a little bit later, then we'll just get to our Padres wrap up of yesterday's just big 12-3 win over the Washington Nationals. Got some other news and notes for you as well. We've got just 2 hours. We will do Don't Do This and take on Woods, which is actually real or fake today because it's a Thursday. And then get ready for Sammy's pregame show. So very busy morning, very quick. We'll be back hopefully with Jake Cronenworth from Washington, D.C. next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I feel a little just kind of traumatized a little bit. I'm trying to get it all back together here.
Well, get it together for Jake Cronenworth. The last thing you want to do is embarrass yourself in front of Jake Cronenworth.
I've done that for five years.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We were just talking during the break, and both of us are very curious to ask him about his last at-bat last night.
Yeah.
He calls in against position player, second baseman Ildemar Vargas, who came in because the Nationals were down by so many, and they wanted to save relievers. And he was just throwing up Ephus lobs, as you see now, when they put them position players, and Jake nearly killed him. I mean, absolute
scorcher
up the middle. He actually caught it. It was probably the highlight of the game for the Washington Nationals, but it was a funny moment. It was a kind of scary moment, and we'll get Jake's perspective of that when he calls us up. He hasn't called yet, though. It's kind of playing it by ear, so.
The only bummer about that, him making that play, was that Merrill was on deck with a chance to hit a home run for the cycle, right?
Kim was on deck, then Merrill.
Oh, but, Kim, then, I mean, okay.
Could have gotten him.
Could have gotten him up.
Yeah, I mean, he had two chances at it at the cycle.
He did.
And did get another single, four-hit game.
Nice day.
Let's get traffic in. We'll play our Padres wrap-up, and then if Jake calls, we'll just kind of pull the ripcord and go straight to him in Washington, D.C. But Padres wrap-up coming up right after traffic here on what?
In where?
Washington, D.C.
Oh,
yeah, on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah! Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Runner goes, pitch swung on, and line through the left side to base it into left center field. Thomas is on his way to third base. He's going to be waved. Here's the throw to Kim. Relay to the plate. Not in time. RBI single. Jesse Winker goes to second on the throw, and the Nationals with a 1-0 lead in the first. Pitch here, swung on, hit in the air, deep to left center field. Really long run. Profar going back to watch, and it's going to go into the bullpen in left center. Yepes has hit again. 15 straight games since coming up from AAA, and this two-run homer will give the Nationals a 3-0 lead in the first. Rise hits it hard up the middle, into left center, and a base hit. Kim will score. Jackson Merrill's right behind him. A two-out, two-run single for Rise, and now a one-run game here in the second inning. Far swings, hits it in the air to deep center field. Young is racing straight back. He is at the wall, looks up, gonna go! Two-run home run, Jurickson Profar. And the Padres have hopped in front. It's 4-3. First pitch to Higashioka, line down the left field side. That's a fair ball. Wood going to cut it off in front of the fence. That will prevent Merrill from coming in to score. But Higashioka slides feet first into second with an RBI double as Kim crosses the plate. And the Padre lead is 5-3. Pitch here, hit hard on a line into center field and a base hit. Profar has scored. Bogart's on his way. Young comes up firing the tag. Not in time. Xander ended up going in standing up. A two-run single for Cronenworth, and the Padre lead is 8-3. Merrill swings, hits it in the air to right center field. He has found the gap. He's going to do some more damage. Kim is on his way towards third. He's going to be waved. Merrill's rounding second, heading for third. Abrams' throw, not in time. A triple for Merrill. He's 3-for-3, and already a homer shy of the cycle in only the fourth inning. 1-0 to Higashioka, hit in the air to deep left field. Wood is back to watch. This one going to go. Two-run homer, Kyle Higashioka, his 12th of the year, and the Padres are all over the Nationals, 11-3 in the top of the fourth. Barnes kicks and deals. Manny swings, hits it in the air to right center. Long run, Young. Not going to get there. Going to bounce up, roll all the way to the wall. Bogarts is rounding third. He's on his way. Relay to the plate, not in time. An RBI double for Manny Machado. It's a dozen. Padres lead it 12-3. Here's the pitch. Garcia swings, pops it up. Shallow left in. He will call off Kim. And reaching forward, he makes the catch. The ball game is over. A 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth. And the Padres disassemble the Nationals here tonight by a final of 12-3.
We don't always get the results every night, but, you know, generally speaking, more than not, we take a relentless at-bat. Tonight was, again, you know, 1-9 team contribution, complete relentless at-bat. Somebody gave anything away, good situational hitting. Guys aware of what they were doing, had a good plan. Able to execute it, just great at-bats throughout. Bogey continues to have great at-bats, just who he is. Manny, good at-bats again. Jackson, of course, great at-bats. And, you know, Higgy with the big swing as well.
20 hits will usually get the job done.
Yeah. If it doesn't, you're in some deep, deep water.
True.
You know?
Even with Matt Waldron falling behind 3-0 in the first inning, it was key, and Mike Schilt talked about it after the game. The Padres in the first inning working 31 pitches, I think, off of their starter, Parker.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't score, it did set the tone for knowing, okay, we're going to get to this guy. We're going to get to their bullpen.
No question.
There's good chance. And I thought it right away. And especially after I think Ha-Sung Kim reached to start the second inning.
Yep.
All right. They've already got this guy kind of wobbling a little bit. I'm expecting a lot of runs. Now, didn't know if Matt Waldron was going to lock in the way he did. Five shutout innings after the first. Very impressive way to bounce back after the shaky bottom of the first inning.
You know, yeah, it's such a good point that you make. We were watching the game at home, and Profar came up in the first inning and just was grinding, man, just fouling pitches off. He ended up striking out, but it's one of those things that makes baseball so beautiful that that he stands up there, he gives his teammates a chance to see this guy's entire arsenal, and wears a K and swings at a pitch that was a good pitch, like kind of down and in, just good, gets over the top of it. But man, you know, you saw guys after that say, "All right, yeah, we got this dude. He's wobbly. We hit him on the chin." And once I kind of saw how their approach was last night, and yeah, man, the three runs in the first, people were tweeting like, "Oh man, the humidity in the knuckleball just doesn't work." Well, it stayed humid. He figured out a way to make it work after that, and it's just one of those. It's one of those weird things for a knuckleball pitcher. Like, hey, 5 minutes ago it was not knuckling, or 5 minutes ago it was awful. Now it's a really effective pitch.
It looked like he was maybe in the first inning only throwing it in like the mid-70s, and then he kind of threw it a little bit harder toward 80, and it started working. He threw one that was so nasty on Pitching Ninja.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a strike. It was just above the zone, but whoever the batter was like bailing out, and the thing was right down the middle because it was fluttering. First it fluttered right toward him, then it fluttered back left over the middle. He figured that knuckleball out, and just gutty performance by Waldron. That's his 10th quality start in his last 11 outings. Of course, that means at least 6 innings, 3 runs or fewer, and while that was the minimum required yesterday for a quality start, that is so valuable that he has been able to do that now consistently. That's almost, what, 2 months? 10 starts? Yep. To do that, yes, every single time out, you know, rest your bullpen, helps you reset everything, win or lose. I mean, he hasn't gotten the run support, hasn't won all those games, obviously, but that is a valuable, valuable contribution that Matt Waldron has made, and it was nice to see him get so much offense. Maybe the biggest at-bat of the game might have been the Luis Arraez two-out, two-run single in the top of the second inning.
See my tweet? All I tweeted was St. Luis. I mean, he just the sainted Luis Arraez coming up, getting us right back in it with one swing was just elite.
He's clearly still not healthy.
No,
still takes a bunch of swings where you see him shaking that thumb. It's not great, but you feel pretty confident. When he's up there and there's guys on second and third, and you need someone to put a line drive into play, he's the guy you kind of want up more than any other at this point. Jurickson, maybe he's, you know, because he's got the power potential as well. But Luis Arraez coming through, and then Jurickson, of course, absolutely continuing to torment the Washington Nationals. I mean, they're going to be so glad when that guy is gone after today's game, and they do not have to see him again.
Yeah,
he has just murdered them this season, and he, you know, did another home run. I mean, you got to start getting the Barry Bonds treatment if you're the Nationals, and just walk Jurickson Profar and put him on base.
I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. He's so locked in right now. It's so good to see him continuing, Ben, after, you know, a really torrid start to the season, to have the All-Star break come in, to go to the All-Star game, to perform well in the All-Star game, and to just continue to do what he's been doing has been phenomenal. We got a lineup out too for you guys. The man we were just talking about, Jurickson Profar, will be leading off playing left field. Donovan Solano getting a start at third base today. Xander Bogaerts will be at second. Manny will be DH hitting fourth. Crony, who I kind of thought would get a day off today, is not. He's going to be at first again. Ha-Sun Kim at short. Merrill in center. Campy behind the dish. And switch hitting which? Bryce Johnson in right field. Now, again, I saw a lot of people with a lot of consternation about the lineup yesterday. There were things that you could do. I think Mike Schilt, when it comes to like Crony and Solano, I think he values the defense. Where'd he come from? You guys remember where he came from?
St. Louis.
Defense. He's going to value the defense. And Crony's defense is.
We talked about yesterday. Crony has better numbers against Patrick Corbin than Arraez does.
Right.
So if you were going to give Arraez a day off, and clearly he's going to need some rest days.
I don't know if he's ever
going to get that thumb right until the offseason, but going to need to get him some rest days. It makes sense to make this one of them. With Dylan Cease on the mound, I said yesterday, don't be greedy. You're not going to get a season sweep. Just 2 out of 3 is fine. I am now greedy.
I want it.
I mean, you really kind of have to do it now. You've set yourself up. Might as well just finish the job and go 6-0 against the Washington Nationals and 5-0, 5-1 on your road trip, heading to Baltimore for the final 3 games. I'm greedy now. I'm going to be disappointed if they don't actually
100%
get the game today. So I kind of lied when I said two out of three is fine. Now I want, of course, all three of them. We talked about Jackson Merrill's performance, a home run away from the cycle, had two chances at it late in the game. He was thinking about it. You can when you're up, you know, nine runs and you're coming up.
He said it. It actually surprised me. I don't know if we have the post-game interview they did with him, but it was really, really good.
He said,
oh, yeah. And fourth at bat.
To Victor Rodriguez, he even said at the end, yeah, I'm going for it, but I'm going to get a single. And he did. Yeah. In his last at bat, he got a single for the fourth hit of the game.
Yeah, he goes, I got a little bit out in front of that. He goes, but they go, were you trying for that home run? He goes, fourth at bat? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he goes, but four hit night, Padres win? That's all I care about. I mean, he's so composed beyond
his
years.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jackson. He's so composed beyond his years with his interviews and everything else. And again, just kind of unaffected. They asked him again the question, hey, who'd you love meeting at the All-Star game? He's like, nobody. I mean, just kind of play against them. It's cool. It's great.
Kyle Higashioka, another big game. You wonder if he's going to cool off a little bit. 3 for 5, a two-run homer, had another RBI. I looked it up.
I'm just kind of traumatized a little bit. I'm trying to get it all back together here.
Well, get it together for Jake Cronenworth. The last thing you want to do is embarrass yourself in front of Jake Cronenworth.
I've done that for five years.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We were just talking during the break, and both of us are very curious to ask him about his last at-bat last night.
Yeah.
He calls in against position player, second baseman Ildemar Vargas, who came in because the Nationals were down by so many and they wanted to save relievers. And he was just throwing up Ephus lobs, as you see now, when they put them position players. And Jake nearly killed him. I mean, absolute
almost
scorcher up the middle. He actually caught it. It was probably the highlight of the game for the Washington Nationals. But it was a funny moment. It was a kind of scary moment. And we'll get Jake's perspective of that when he calls us up. He hasn't called yet, though. It's kind of playing it by ear. So
the only bummer about that, him making that play, was that Merrill was on deck with a chance to hit a home run for the cycle, right?
Kim was on deck, then Merrill.
Oh, but, Kim, then, I mean, okay.
Could have gotten him.
Could have gotten him up.
Yeah, I mean, he had two chances at it at the cycle.
He did.
And did get another single, four-hit game.
Nice day.
Let's get traffic in. We'll play our Padres wrap-up, and then if Jake calls, we'll just kind of pull the ripcord and go straight to him in Washington, D.C. But Padres wrap-up coming up right after traffic here on what?
In where?
Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah, on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah!
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Runner goes, pitch swung on and line through the left side to base it into left center field. Thomas is on his way to third base. He's going to be waved. Here's the throw to Kim. Relay to the plate. Not in time. RBI single. Jesse Winker goes to second on the throw. And the Nationals with a 1-0 lead in the first. Pitch here, swung on, hit in the air deep to left center field. Really long run. Profar going back to watch. And it's going to go into the bullpen in left center. Yepes has hit again. 15 straight games since coming up from AAA, and this two-run homer will give the Nationals a 3-0 lead in the first. Rice hits it hard up the middle, into left center, and a base hit. Kim will score. Jackson Merrill's right behind him. A two-out, two-run single for Rice, and now a one-run game here in the second inning. Far swings, hits it in the air to deep center field. Young is racing straight back. He is at the wall, looks up, gonna go! Two-run home run, Jurickson Profar. And the Padres have hopped in front. It's 4-3. First pitch to Higashioka, line down the left field side. That's a fair ball. Wood gonna cut it off in front of the fence. That will prevent Merrill from coming in to score. But Higashioka slides feet first into second. with an RBI double as Kim crosses the plate, and the Padre lead is 5-3. Pitch here, hit hard on a line into center field and a base hit. Profar has scored. Bogart's on his way. Young comes up firing the tag, not in time. Xander ended up going in standing up. A two-run single for Cronenworth, and the Padre lead is 8-3. Merrill swings, hits it in the air to right center field. He has found the gap. He's going to do some more damage. Kim is on his way towards third. He's going to be waved. Merrill's rounding second, heading for third. Abrams throw, not in time. A triple for Merrill. He's 3-for-3, and already a homer shy of the cycle in only the fourth inning. 1-0 to Higashioka. Hit in the air to deep left field. Wood is back to watch. This one going to go. Two-run homer, Kyle Higashioka, his 12th of the year, and the Padres are all over the Nationals, 11-3 in the top of the fourth. Barnes kicks and deals. Manny swings, hits it in the air to right center. Long run, Young. Not going to get there. Going to bounce up, roll all the way to the wall. Bogarts is rounding third. He's on his way. Relay to the plate, not in time. An RBI double for Manny Machado. It's a dozen. Padres lead it 12-3. Here's the pitch. Garcia swings, pops it up. Shallow left in. He will call off Kim. And reaching forward, he makes the catch. The ball game is over. A 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth. And the Padres disassemble the Nationals here tonight by a final of 12-3.
We don't always get the results every night, but, you know, generally speaking, more than not, we take a relentless at-bats. Tonight was, again, you know, 1-9 team contribution, complete relentless at-bats. Nobody gave anything away. Good situational hitting. Guys aware of what they were doing, had a good plan. Able to execute it. Just great at-bats throughout. Bogey continues to have great at-bats, just who he is. Manny, good at-bats again. Jackson, of course, great at-bats. And, you know, Higgy with the big swing as well.
20 hits will usually get the job done.
Yeah. If it doesn't, you're in some deep, deep water.
True.
You know?
Even with Matt Waldron falling behind 3-0 in the first inning, it was key, and Mike Schilt talked about it after the game. The Padres in the first inning working 31 pitches, I think, off of their starter, Parker.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't score, it did set the tone for knowing, okay, we're going to get to this guy. We're going to get to their bullpen.
No question.
There's good chance. And I thought it right away. And especially after, I think, Ha-Sung Kim reached the start the second inning.
Yep.
All right. They've already got this guy kind of wobbling a little bit. I'm expecting a lot of runs. Now, didn't know if Matt Waldron was going to lock in the way he did. Five shutout innings after the first. Very impressive way to bounce back after the shaky bottom of the first inning.
You know, yeah, it's such a good point that you make. We were watching the game at home, and Profar came up in the first inning and just was grinding, man, just fouling pitches off. He ended up striking out, but it's one of those things that makes baseball so beautiful that he stands up there, he gives his teammates a chance to see this guy's entire arsenal, and wears a K and swings at a pitch that was a good pitch, like kind of down and in, just good, gets over the top of it. But man, you know, you saw guys after that say, all right, yeah, we got this dude. He's wobbly. We hit him on the chin. And once I kind of saw how their approach was last night, and yeah, man, the three runs in the first, people were tweeting like, oh, man, the humidity in the knuckleball just doesn't work. Well, it stayed humid. He figured out a way to make it work after that. And it's just one of those, it's one of those weird things for a knuckleball pitcher. Like, hey, 5 minutes ago, it was not knuckling. Or 5 minutes ago, it was awful. Now it's a really effective pitch.
It looked like he was maybe in the first inning only throwing in like the mid-70s, and then he kind of threw it a little bit harder toward 80, and it started working. He threw one that was so nasty on Pitching Ninja.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a strike. It was just above the zone, but whoever the batter was like bailing out, and the thing was right down the middle because it was fluttering. First it fluttered right toward him, then it fluttered back left over the middle. He figured that knuckleball out, and just gutty performance by Waldron. That's his 10th quality start in his last 11 outings. Of course, that means at least 6 innings, 3 runs or fewer, and while that was the minimum required yesterday for a quality start, that is so valuable that he has been able to do that now consistently. That's almost, what, 2 months? 10 starts?
Yep.
To do that, yes, every single time out, you know, rest your bullpen, helps you reset everything, win or lose. I mean, he hasn't gotten the run support, hasn't won all those games, obviously, but that is a valuable, valuable contribution that Matt Waldron has made, and it was nice to see him get so much offense. Maybe the biggest at-bat of the game might have been the Luis Arraez two-out, two-run single in the top of the second
inning.
You see
my tweet? All I tweeted was St. Luis. I mean, he just the sainted Luis Arraez coming up, getting us right back in it with one swing was just elite.
He's clearly still not healthy.
No,
still takes a bunch of swings where you see him shaking that thumb. It's not great, but you feel pretty confident. When he's up there and there's guys on second and third, and you need someone to put a line drive into play, he's the guy you kind of want up more than any other at this point. Jurickson, maybe he's, you know, because he's got the power potential as well. But Luis Arraez coming through, and then Jurickson, of course, absolutely continuing to torment the Washington Nationals. I mean, they're going to be so glad when that guy is gone after today's game, and they do not have to see him again.
Yeah,
he has just murdered them this season, and. He, you know, did another home run. I mean, you got to start getting the Barry Bonds treatment if you're the Nationals and just walk Jurickson Profar and put him on base.
I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. He's so locked in right now. It's so good to see him continuing, Ben, after, you know, a really torrid start to the season, to have the All-Star break come in, to go to the All-Star game, to perform well in the All-Star game, and to just continue to do what he's been doing has been phenomenal. We got a lineup out, too, for you guys. The man we were just talking about, Jurickson Profar, will be leading off playing left field. Donovan Solano getting a start at third base today. Xander Bogaerts will be at second. Manny will be DH hitting fourth. Crony, who I kind of thought would get a day off today, is not. He's going to be at first again. Ha-Sung Kim at short. Merrill in center. Campy behind the dish. And switch hitting which? Bryce Johnson in right field. Now, again, I saw a lot of people with a lot of consternation about the lineup yesterday. There were things that you could do. I think Mike Schilt, when it comes to like Crony and Solano, I think he values the defense. Where'd he come from? You guys remember where he came from?
St. Louis.
Defense. He's going to value the defense. And Crony's defense is.
We talked about yesterday. Crony has better numbers against Patrick Corbin than Arraez does.
Right.
So if you were going to give Arraez a day off, and clearly he's going to need some rest days.
I don't know if he's ever
going to get that thumb right until the offseason, but going to need to get him some rest days. It makes sense to make this one of them. With Dylan Cease on the mound, I said yesterday, don't be greedy. You're not going to get a season sweep. Just two out of three is fine. I am now greedy.
I want it.
I mean, you really kind of have to do it now. You've set yourself up. Might as well just finish the job and go 6-0 against the Washington Nationals and 5-0, 5-1 on your road trip, heading to Baltimore for the final three games. I'm greedy now. I'm going to be disappointed if they don't actually
100%
get the game today. So I kind of lied when I said two out of three is fine. Now I want, of course, all three of them. We talked about Jackson Merrill's performance. Home run away from the cycle. Had two chances at it late in the game. He was thinking about it. You can when you're up, you know, nine runs and you're coming up.
He said it. It actually surprised me. I don't know if we have the post-game interview they did with him, but it was really, really good.
He said,
yeah, oh, yeah. And oh, yeah. Fourth
he said
at bat.
To Victor Rodriguez. He even said at the end, yeah, I'm going for it, but I'm going to get a single. And he did. Yeah. In his last at-bat, he got a single for the fourth hit of the game.
Yeah, he goes, I got a little bit out in front of that. He goes, but they go, were you trying for that home run? He goes, fourth at-bat? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he goes, but four-hit night, Padres win? That's all I care about. I mean, he's so composed beyond
his
years.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jackson. He's so composed beyond his years with his interviews and everything else. And again, just kind of unaffected. They asked him again the question, hey, who'd you love meeting at the All-Star game? He's like, nobody. I mean, just kind of play against him. It's cool. It's great.
Kyle Higashioka, another big game. You wonder if he's going to cool off a little bit. 3-for-5, a two-run homer, had another RBI. I looked it up. Because his slugging percentage is up to .540, not just during his hot streak. That's for the whole season now, including, you know, doing nothing the first, you know, whatever month and a half, 2 months of the year. If he had enough plate appearances, .540 would put him fourth in the National League in slugging percentage, behind Shohei, Marcelo Ozuna, and Bryce Harper. I mean, those are your leading sluggers in the National League: Shohei, Ozuna, Harper, Higashioka, with his 12th home run of the season.
Shohei,
Ozuna,
Harper,
Higashioka. The big four, as they're referred to in baseball.
He's now in the Higgy Hall of Fame. He is in the Higgy Hall. You're in it.
Thank you.
The guy from Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
And Kyle Higashioka.
The Higgy Hall of Fame.
Who else? Am I missing anyone?
Let's see. T. Higgins, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. He's got a little work to do.
Yeah. He signed his contract tender, I think, the franchise tag.
Oh, he got it. Okay.
Yeah, he's in camp.
Put him in there.
With the Bengals.
There's
right
your
now.
Mount Rushmore of Higgins.
Xander Bogaerts also went 4-for-4. He is now 14-for-29, I think, since he came off the injured list. The one thing you're not getting out of Xander is slug.
He's Luis Arraez.
It's single, 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 single.
Yeah.
Which is still...
I'll take it.
I mean, you know, 500 on-base percentage. Yes. You're not hurting the team.
No.
Even a little bit.
Not even a little.
By doing that. But that's a tough pace to sustain.
We're not to complain.
No.
I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain.
No, no.
But you are...
No, no.
Okay. I mean, you're paying...
he's doing great.
He's doing great. No, no. This is Xander. This is a Xander Bogaerts love segment.
With
the acknowledgement that I'm hoping at some point a little more slug comes back into his game.
I refuse to talk about it. Because I don't want to be, I want to continue to be right about Xander Bogaerts coming back. So I'm not going to say anything.
He's coming back great.
Keep up.
You
the
are
good
right.
Work.
He's been a big addition back to the Padres' return.
Made some pretty decent plays defensively as well. Yeah, it's great to see him back. We need him. We need everybody, man. And nice to see him get it going and have a little rest, maybe a little mental reset as well. So yeah, I think. It's a matter of time, Benny, till those balls... He's seeing it so well. It's a matter of time till those balls start finding some gap out there and maybe even go over the wall. Xander Bogaerts isn't a guy you're going to rely on for the long ball, but yeah, you do rely on him for popping a couple of doubles, and it just hasn't come yet. But, man, no problem. No problem with the way he's playing baseball right now.
And the nice thing with the big lead, you didn't have to use any of your back end of the bullpen. You got 3 shutout innings from Yuki Matsui, Logan Gillespie, and Eniel De Los Santos, which means you got to rest Adrian Morejon, Jeremiah Estrada, and Robert Suarez. Kind of rendering moot the whole, why did you use Suarez in a 4-0 game in the first game of the series? Well, that's why. That you always know the next game could go in a number of different ways, including a big win that still allows you to get the rest, and you were able to lock up that first game. And Mike Schilt talked about it pregame extensively. And one of the things he mentioned, and it was pretty un-Mike Schilt-like in acknowledging. He said, so it's we're up 4-0. It's not a save situation. I realize that, he says. But there's a 3-batter minimum. So I could bring in someone else. Not that we don't have confidence in those guys, but they're not all-stars like Robert Suarez. What happens if 2 of those 3 get on, or all 3 of them get on? Now I'm bringing in Suarez anyway in a much tougher situation. I can't pull the ripcord, you know, after a batter or two if the guy, oh, this guy doesn't have it. I gotta wear him for 3 batters. Isn't it just better for me to just put Robert out in a clean inning, you know, not worry about it. Let him do his thing. He's got a little bit of wiggle room if something does happen. He says, I always want to give my reliever coming in, if possible, kind of one free spot on the bingo board. You're like, you know what? You don't have it the first batter. You can walk a guy. You can come back. But if you put him in and the base is already loaded, the tying run's coming up, that's a different situation. He does not want to put his closer in that position because he's done it before a couple of times.
And Robert is the kind of guy, too. You've heard it for many, many years in baseball. Everyone says, oh, closers just can't pitch in non-save situations. We've seen this blow. He does not care. He does not care when he pitches. He'll pitch in the 8th with 2 outs and the bases loaded and then work the 9th. He just wants to pitch. And, you know, they do need to be careful with his usage, but you didn't have to use him yesterday. And much to my surprise, with a 12-3 lead, I was kind of waiting for it at some point, but it never did materialize. The other guys got the job done. And, you know, I mean, look, it's a 12-3 win. And I still had people in my timeline. Why are we using Yuki here? And I'm like, bro, the guy hasn't pitched since Saturday. All right, he needs work. These guys have to pitch to stay sharp. And you know, Yuki's not a guy that's a super high leverage guy. He's pitched well since the break. So keep that going, man. Get him some work. Keep him sharp. And when you need him, he'll be sharp and ready.
So yeah, they'll go for the sweep today, as we mentioned. Woods had the lineup. Dylan Cease against Patrick Corbin. Kind of a game. You feel like, yeah. you just really, really want to win this one and finish off the sweep. You can get back to five games above 500, which is, what, one below the season high of six? It is the seesaw, you know, or roller coaster, if you want to go that direction of this season, where every other week it's a different team. And we always love these weeks when the Padres are playing well. How long can they sustain it, and when does the worm turn and go, you know, that bit magnet sucking them back toward 500? Will it be this weekend in Baltimore? Can they keep it going? Got the Dodgers coming into Petco Park next week for two games. Can you avoid the magnet? I'm not saying you have to keep winning 10 in a row, but how about you win five in a row today? And then play, you know, 500 ball for the next six games, just to stay where you are, and then maybe start another winning streak.
100%.
That would be the way to make progress in the standings, as opposed to continually making the progress and then giving it back. You kind of make the progress, and then you churn your legs for a week or so. You don't have to win every single game. Even the Phillies, you know, have stretches where they just churn for a little bit.
Well, I mean, and the Orioles are in one right now.
Yeah.
They've lost twice to the Marlins. So, yeah, they're a little
banged up, too. You know, you don't think it's going to last because those teams have shown the ability to nip it in the bud at, you know, one or two games and then, you know, right back to it. Padres need to do that as well.
We are all set. Jake Cronenworth will be joining us as soon as we come back from this commercial break.
Excellent.
Got a lot to talk to him about.
Talk to Jake. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go.
Wow.
With Ben and Woods.
Halfway home
on San Diego.
Thursday.
Number one sports station. 97.3
The Fan. We're not telling him about that.
Yes, we are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.